Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Yud Beis, the beginning of Amud Beis. Begin with Tez Dibim Asra, Tez begins the words of the Gemara, Yehuda Ima, he says, Hamokim Yirachim Alecha B'chul, Hashem should have mercy on you, etc. Tez asks from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that contrary to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, two of the interpretations brought in our Gemara, that after Yom Kippurim, which is after the Gezar Din of the new year, actually prayer doesn't help. That is a Gemara brought over here that if someone's going to visit a sick person on Shabbos and you're not allowed to go ahead and say praise for the sick on Shabbos, so what you should say is, you should say Shabbos Yimelizik. Meir says a different terminology, Chaylihi, that it could help. And Buddha says this terminology that we say in the Divrei Maskil of Hamokim Yirachim Alecha, etc. However, Kosh Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam finds this difficult. Because Mama Elis Tefillah Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, what does it help? So you're not allowed to say a direct prayer, but you say this indirect prayer that you're allowed to say on Shabbos. But what does it help a prayer according to Rabbeinu Yehuda at all for the sick person? The common prayer come to Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara brings the first prayer to Rosh Hashanah after Zayin Amidav. Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on the Rosh Hashanah, because our Din Shalem Nechtem Yom Kippurim, and the decree is sealed on Yom Kippurim. That's the Rameh. Yehuda Omer, he says something similar but different. He says, "No, Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, because our din shel kol echad ve'echad nechtem mizmani. But the judgment is sealed in its designated time, which is bePesach al Tefuah. Pesach is around the grain. Ve'adam be'yom Kippurim, a person in Yom Kippurim. So they're all judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the gzar din is on a different day." Now, Rabbi Yisem, he says, "No, adam nidim chayim." He says, "A person judge every single day." Ba'amo Hasam, the Gemara tells over them, Rabbi Yisem, he says, "Kamam atzlin le'idin akatsir v'amri." According to whom do we follow when we pray for the sick and the Talmid Chachamim, even on a regular day? Said the Gemara, "Rabbi Yisem," because as Taisus explains, Mashma something from the Gemara over there, the Rameh of Rabbi Yehuda, that they say that once the judgment is passed, then it's done. So that loy mahanitzlus, a prayer doesn't help. So how are we saying here in the Gemara when you go to visit on Shabbos that you say this prayer according to a mayor or a different version according to Yehuda, but they hold that prayer doesn't help after Yom Kippur more for the people according to both of them. So what's the purpose and utility of this prayer? So it says, what you could say is that yes, the halacha over here in our Gemara is b'Shabbos Shem Ben Rosh Hashanah Ben Kippur Mari. It's specifically referring to Shabbos Shuvah, which is the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, where the Gzar Din wasn't done yet. And therefore, you could pray for the sick person, and that's what our Gemara says, what the nusach, the wording should be on Shabbos. Or another approach says, Tayyis, Lefimai de Mishani Hasam, according to what the Gemara answers over there in Shoshanah, that actually, Ibai Seim, if you want, you could say that this, that we pray for everyone every single day for the sick, is, you could say, according to everyone, Kedir Yitzchak. Because Dam Yitzchak, he says, Yafet Sa'akala Adam, actually, although, yeah, there's a Gemara Din according to Rameh Yehuda, but screaming out for a person to Hashem, is effective being koyden gzar din b'chulu, whether it's before the judgment was passed or even after it was already sealed. So also hachas Shabbos. Therefore, yes, here in the Gemara makes sense. On any Shabbos, on any day, you could pray, because even if it's after the gemar din, prayer is always effective. The Gemara, we continue the next taste in Maslow. We begin with the words of the Gemara. Shavna ish Yerushalayim, where his opinion is also brought in the Gemara. Today's comes to explain, is it possible to name someone after a wicked person? And that is because our Gemara, when it quotes one of the opinions, says the Shavna, a man from Yerushalayim, says Tais Rabbeinu Tam Legar Shavna. He does not have the gears in the Gemara of Shavna, because the Shavna Rosh Shahava, he was a wicked person. And as the Gemara brings in Masechta Sanhedrin of Chavav and Aleph, and V'lei Miskin Mishmei, we don't go ahead and name after such a person, because as the Pasuk says, the Shem Rishon Yirkam, the name of the wicked should deteriorate. Like the Gemara says, Yumet Avalam Chesam Beis. Ella Rabbi says, Rabbeinu Tam, Gar Shachna. His gear says not with a vav, but with a vase, but rather with a chaf. His gear says Shachna. That's also the name of a person. Like we find the Gemara Saita, the Chavav Menalf. When it says, Ella Rabbi Kashachna Achihil, which discussing over there regarding supporting a brother and learning, like Shachna, the brother of Hill. But, says Taisa, Venir Lari, it appears to the Ri, the Shapa Gar Shavna, no, you could be Garis Shavna. And the reason that is because the Atu Emechad Rosh Ushmay Avram, because let's say you have a wicked person whose name is Avram, Lay Nikr B'Shem Zahachar, so therefore no one else is allowed to call anymore the name of Avram, because you have one person who is a wicked person named Avram. But we know Avram, we have many Avrams that were righteous people. Moreover, as he says, because V'Ashkechan, the Trei Shavna, but we find that there was more than one Shavna. Although one of them was wicked, but we find there was more than one Shavna. And therefore, of course, you could call a person Shavna. Kamei Shemechich B'Yishai, like it's obvious from a Pasuk in Yishai. The pasuk says Shavna Asher La Bayis, Shavna that would charge up the Bayis. Uksibna says the Bukarasi Lavdi Lo Yakim Begaimer Umam Shaltacha Etim Beyadai, and your dominion I'm going to give over to him, which sounds like the Yakim took over Shavna. Now the thing is, Uksibba Sahachi says after that, in Perek Lamed Vav, Vayave Yelevel Yochum Asher Labayis V'Shavna HaSeifer. Wait a second, didn't El Yochum take over Shavna? How are we saying here that he's coming to El Yochum and Shavna HaSeifer? Mashm de Shavna Asher Labayis Kvar Meis. If El Yochum is there and he's in charge, obviously because Shavna already died. V'El Yochum Mimkayme, El Yochum took over his place. Rather, it's obvious that V'Shavna HaSeifer, this that we're calling Shavna, who was described, Hoya Acha, he was a different person. And therefore, that's a proof that there was two Shavnas, and therefore, you could call, like in our Gemara, Shavna Ishur Shlaim, because although there was a wicked person called Shavna, but there was other people that were righteous with that name, and there's no problem about calling it with that name. Continue next taste of the Maschal taste begins the words of the Gemara, Shein Malach Ashoris Makirin Meloshna Arami, because the ministering angels, they don't recognize the Aramean language. The taste asks that, how could that be? If the angels even know the thoughts of a person, how could it be that they don't recognize? But one thing is that our Gemara brought that when Rabbi Elazar would go visit a sick people, sometimes he would say in Hebrew, some in Lashon Kodesh, something he would say in Aramaic. And that the Gemara says, but how could you say that? But the person's not supposed to make a request in Lashon Arami, as our Tosfos Devar Maschil quotes from the Gemara, the ministering angels don't recognize Aramis. So the Gemara answers that question. But one thing is, Tosfos points out that this klal, that the ministering angels don't know Arami, is levad me Gavriel. That's obviously besides the Malach Gavriel, kedam besait, like the Gemara says in the Gemara in Saita, Beresh Elu Namarm, in the beginning of Perkel Namarm, Daf Lamagil Lamadav, because the Amamara, the Gemara says over there, Bo Gavriel Volam de Shivim Lashainis Liyasev, that Gavriel came along and taught Yosef the 70 languages when he was coming to appear in Paray, so therefore obviously he knows also the Lashon of Arami. But one thing is, Tesa ends off with Taman, he says it's a wonder. Because the angels, they even know what's in the thoughts in a person's heart. For Lashon Arami and Yoidim, they don't know. How could they know people's thoughts and not even know the Lashon Arami? And Tosfos does not support that premise, and he also does not answer that question. Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, when one is visiting a sick person, they should not sit on the bed or sit on a bench, which Tosfos comes to qualify that teaching. The Gemara said that since the divine presence rests above the head of a sick person, so it's not appropriate to sit over there. So Tosfos says that nireh would appear didavka kishachil sheichet benamach. This only if the sick person is laying very low down. And the reason for this halacha shleishim gavoy mimarashes shalchel, a person should not be sitting higher than the head of the sick person, because that's where divine presence is, and you're not supposed to sit higher than divine presence. But if the sick person is very high up, then one could sit even on a chair or on a bench, because he's not going to be higher than the shechinah. Next Tosfos Devar Maschil Tosfos begins the words of the Gemara. Reb Nosson Naimi, he says, "Kara v'hiti." Actually, read and he moved. He inclined the candle. Which Tosfos can explain why didn't the Gemara ask a question that's mentioned throughout Shas on this, that how could you say Bishmol tilted the candle, from the fact that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not cause a tzaddik to stumble, because the Gemara brought that you're not supposed to read to the light of the candle because you might come to tilt it and going to violate the malacha of havar. Shmuel Ber Elisha said, "I will and I won't," and he almost did. And Reb Nosson, as I rotate his quotes, actually says that no, he actually did read and he tilted it, and therefore one should be careful with the words of the sages. But one thing is, Tosfos as v'hacha regarding our Gemara over here and the B'makis, the Gemara in the Makis of Hema Beis, Gabi Yehuda Ben Tabe, Shahari Eid Zayman, where he also made an error and he misinterpreted the halacha of killing an Eid Zayman, where it's not sufficient, where if it's just one false witness and he did kill him. And so to Beisha Rab, the Gemara Yevamos Dav Tzadik Vav Mabeis, Gabi Hosha Nikra Sefer Torah B'Cham Son, when there was two sages that were in a disagreement and in their anger they tore a Sefer Torah. So Tosfos bothered. Loi Parach. There the Gemara is here and those two other places. The Gemara doesn't ask, or Ma Behem Dachal Tzadikim, which it does in other places. And it says, if even the animals of the righteous, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevet HaGalav HaChulu, God does not cause them to stumble, which is a famous incident with the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, where it didn't eat tevil. So the righteous, for sure, Hashem is not going to cause them to stumble. Why doesn't it ask in all these incidents, including our Gemara, that we see that the righteous did stumble? So Amar Rabbeinu Tam, he says, because the Leparach B'Shem Malkum, this question is not asked in any place throughout Shas, Ilegabe Achilas Isser, it's only regarding a prohibited consumption of food. Sheginayhu Letzadik B'Yisr, that's very disgraceful for the righteous person to have imbibed something prohibited. But in general, the Isser, of course, there's people, even righteous people, that sin. It's only regarding the act of eating, which was actually that story with the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, which related to eating. Now, so Tosfos asks, so then Mahuda Avi Pesachim, then what do you say with the Gemara in Pesachim Lev Kavav Mabes? It brings, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ishtali, Rabbi Yirmiyah forgot, but time Kaidim Avdallah. He ate before Avdallah. How come the Gemara doesn't ask it over there? That was the Isser regarding eating. So to Tais says, "Behind the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Shana Chavav Malav Bikama," that it says that when he came and they had made the wrong calculations, when was the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, and therefore the calculation of Yom Kippur. So when he saw that they actually had fasted the day before, and which was really Yom Kippur, Basim Tavshila de Bavaloi, he says, "Oh, I see that the dish of the Babylonians is very tasty, but Tzoyma Rabbi de Marava, when it's really the great fast of Yom Kippur in the West, there it says, well, meaning you guys are off. It's really Yom Kippur today." So you see, all the righteous people in Bavel, they had committed a sin regarding eating. How come the Gemara doesn't ask over there, "I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not call the righteous to stumble in eating?" Says Taisis, "No, Hasim, in those two places, will have a Michael Isser. That was not a prohibited food item. El Hashah Asur, the moment of eating was forbidden. The foods that they ate in Yom Kippur or before Havdalah, it was not prohibited foods. It's specifically prohibited foods that the Hashem doesn't cause a stumbling block, like a bug or a chazer. But these foods, it's just at forbidden times, but they were permitted foods." Now, so moreover, Taisa asked the Bereshis Rabbah in the Medrash, Amrina, we say, "The Bierim Yosholach Lebzeira Chad Traskal Detain." We send him a basket of figs. Now, Umasik, the Medrash concludes that Bein Dein Ladein Mesachal Teinasa Betivla. Between the two of them, the mistake that the recipient assumed the one who gave it to him already tithed, the one who sent it assumed that the recipient would tithe it and neither tithed, and the recipient ate it in its untithed state. So that's a prohibited thing, and you see that the righteous do stumble even in eating prohibited foods. So that says Teisar Kamalah, but that's what the Medrash says over there. The Rabbi Abba Barzim, the Bishem Rabbi Eliezer Ze'eri, says you're right. If the previous generations they were angels, on the Bnei Inish were like regular people, and if they're like regular people, on the Kachamim we're like donkeys, and we're not even like the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, which yes, his donkey didn't want to eat before the produce was tithe, but us, we actually do stumble even in prohibited foods. We were not like the previous generations that a Kadosh Baruch Hu caused that the righteous should not stumble in forbidden foods. So that's what Taisa explained to us, that this that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not cause even the earlier generation tzaddikim to stumble is specific regarding act of eating, which the eating, the food itself, is a prohibited thing. Continuing next, Tais Demimasal, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Shamash Shein Kavua, an impermanent waiter, B'demishcha, regarding a candle of oil, my, what's the halacha? Which Tais actually comes to explain that the Girsa of Bin Atam is the opposite of the Girsa of Ar Gemar. That is, Ar Gemar brought two different brises. One brise said that the waiter could clean out and check the cups to the light of the candle. We're not concerned he's going to come to tilt it. Another bride says he's not allowed to, because we are concerned. So the Gemara says it's not difficult. That one of them is talking about by a shamish kavua, by the regular servant, which Rashi explains that since he's the regular servant, so he's not allowed to check, because we're concerned that he's afraid of his master and he's going to come to tilt so that it shouldn't be disgusting. The bride that says that it's permitted to check is by an impermanent waiter, where he's not concerned for the master, he's not a regular, and therefore not concerned he's going to tilt. That's one approach. Then the Gemara brought another approach. Now, actually, both of them are talking about b'shamish kavua. The one that it's forbidden is talking about that the lamp is of oil, where then we're concerned you're going to come to tilt it. The one that says you're allowed to go check to the light is when it's from neft, which that's something that has a bad smell, and therefore you're allowed to check to the light because you're not going to come to tilt it. And that is where the Gemara then asked, well, shamish that's not kavua, an impermanent waiter, regarding an oil lamp, what's the halacha? Is that going to be permitted to do the bedikah? So Taisa explains that lelishna basa mebayle. We just brought two different answers in the Gemara, and now the Gemara's question is going according to the second answer. According to the second answer that holds that both brises were told by a shamish kavua, the difference just between them was what type of lamp is it, of oil or is it of neft? And now the Gemara is asking, if the waiter is eino kavua, which is more lenient, as we said from Rashi, would it also be forbidden, however, if it's a lamp of oil? But according to the first version, according to the first approach in the Gemara, where the difference was only between if it's a shamish kavur or not, where there was no differential between if it's from oil or from neft, then most definitely a shamish that's not kavur, Taisus is inferring that for sure that would be permitted even by an oil lamp. But, says Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam Garas, his girsa is the opposite. He says, for the second approach, Havaha b'shamash she'ena kavua. Actually, both brides are talking about a waiter that's not a regular waiter. And that is now where the Gemara asks, Iboy Lahu, that the following question, shamash kavua, not like Rashi says both are talking about Shamash Kavua, now asking regarding Ein the Kavua. No. According to Rabbeinu Tam, both are talking about Brisa or Ein the Kavua. And again, that's where we made the differential between the B'Shem and the Neft. And now I ask you regarding a Shamash Kavua, a regular waiter, but the Mishchamai regarding of oil, what's going to be the halacha? Which Tosfos comes to explain, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the logic is the opposite. The Shamash Ein the Kavua, because a waiter that's not permanent, Baidik Yafa, he wants to check very well. Why? He's not even the regular waiter. Because Shalei Yabiruhu, since he's not the regular, he doesn't want them to get rid of him. He wants to try to get the job, and therefore he's going to try to check more. Maybe it would be problematic. Avakavua, but by a regular waiter, Lo Yimirta Shibiru B'Shabakach. If it's not 100% clean, he's not afraid he's going to lose his job like this. Kimin Shehuk V'Kar, he's had this job for a long time, and therefore that was the question according to Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa, that although we just said that... ha v'ha b'shemesh ain't the kavua, and we say with shemen it's a problem. But that's of course he doesn't want to lose the job. On that the Gemara is saying, but what's with a regular waiter regarding oil? So a regular waiter not so concerned. So maybe he could do it. But on the other hand, since it's oil, maybe he cannot do it. That was the question according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam.